I is the best, I is the rest, I is the enemy, I is anarchy, cause I wanna be anarchy.
About the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie, Joe, and Megan with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Dr. Sebastian Darshan from the University of Queensland's School of Architecture, Design, and Planning told Nine News temporary migrations of skilled overseas workers could help address the predicted shortage in the construction of the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic venues. Construction Skills Queensland forecasts the industry will be short 19,000 workers over the next 8 years. An independent report by Queensland Productivity Commission in 2025 found the state could better leverage a slice of the nation's skilled migrant workforce, finding only around 100 construction trade workers migrate to Queensland under state-nominated worker visa pathways. In response, the Queensland government said it had, quote, strongly and consistently advocated for an increased allocation of skilled migration places.
The area of Albert Street that has been shut for 7 years during the construction of the Cross River Rail Station has finally reopened this week. The boulevard is part of a green spine vision for Albert Street, featuring a tree-lined pedestrian corridor running from the City Botanical Gardens in the city south to Roma Street Parklands in the north. Unlike Queen Street Mall, where riding bikes and scooters are banned, people are allowed to ride on Albert Street. The Brisbane CBD Bicycle User Group has said the new space was, quote, more welcoming than general traffic lanes and traffic noise, but expressed disappointment that there were no separation between cyclists and pedestrians. Whilst this space opens, we'll still have to wait even longer for the Albert Street train station, with years of testing still expected before opening to passengers in 2029.
In international news, our older generation is struggling to maintain independence as everyday services shift online. Patricia Sparrow, a chief executive to the Council on Aging Australia, said there is a divide between those who can comfortably access online services and those isolated. Staff at a Brisbane retirement village have now introduced a digital literacy program after more of its residents fell for online scams. The program shows residents how to safely search online, how to look for a scam, and how AI works. A resident of retirement village, Joanne Rose, said that these topics were otherwise overwhelmed her, but quote, so these information sessions are now really good.
The Prime Minister has been invited to stay the night at the homes of families who say life next to the new 24/7 Western Sydney International Airport has been unbearable. 1 month after the opening of the airport, Carolyn Wong and her daughter Catherine found themselves forced to consider abandoning their family's Luddenham home of 70 years. Catherine Wong said that the lack of sleep due to constant noise from planes taking off and landing during the night had her in tears. Miss Wong said, quote, it has been absolutely horrible. I'm tired and cranky all the time. I can't do my work properly. As for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Transport Minister Catherine King, I'd invite them to come spend a night in my home and see what they think. promised noise mitigation works have not been done by the federal government, and reviews might not be assessed until April 2027.
And in international news, a phallic mechanical bull has sparked outrage at a Spanish fiesta. A mechanical bull ride featuring an unmistakable phallic twist has become one of Spain's most talked about festival attractions after a giant penis appeared at summer fiesta in the Valencian town of Alginate. The unusual attraction was part of a daytime beer drinking festival where adults were able to climb aboard the mechanical ride and attempt to stay on as it moved. Photos and videos of the attraction spread quickly online, turning the bizarre fiesta edition into a social media talking point and promoting a mixture of amusement, disbelief, and criticism. Whatever the verdict, the unusual mechanical bull has certainly achieved one thing, ensuring that this year's Alginate celebrations will Alger not be easily forgotten.
And for your weather today, it's clear skies for Brisbane. It's currently 22 degrees and expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news on 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you very much, Megan, Joe and Maddie. You lot have the rest of the day off, won't you? My name's Costa Zulio. You're listening to Talking Zeds on 102.14 ZZZ. I'm talking with Robert Smith, a mate of mine who lives in Darwin. He's ended up being the poster boy for home dialysis. And this is a little something that he put together to try and encourage other people to take up home dialysis.
Electrolytes are good. Hemoglobin and iron is spot on. Your clearance is off the chart. Rob, obviously home hemodialysis is doing a great job for you, mate.
And not just home hemo, Matt, nocturnal.